From his sickbed, Pinkerton continued to grieve over Webster's death. After the execution, the Richmond Dispatch mocked Lewis and Scully, claiming they were to blame for the spy's execution because they let the cat out of the bag on him after their conviction. Pinkerton blamed neither Scully for breaking first and implicating Webster, nor Lewis for opening his mouth afterward, the detective later wrote. Lewis, who along with his partner was transferred to the dreaded Castle Thunder prison on August 18th, also was not angry at Scully, whom he considered young, inexperienced, and not particularly bright. But a burning resentment simmered in Lewis against Pinkerton, who should have never sent them to Richmond, he believed. Lewis was outraged to read a story in the Richmond Whig on June 18th that Paul Dennis, a Pinkerton agent involved in the arrest of Rose Greenhow, had been spotted in the Exchange in Ballard Hotel's parlor by Greenhow's daughter, who ran to tell her mother whom she saw. Pinkerton had foolishly sent Dennis to Richmond to collect information on Lewis and Scully. Fortunately for the Union agent, he recognized the little girl at the same time she discovered him. Dennis fled north. Elizabeth Van Loo asked Confederate authorities if they would allow Hattie Lawton to move to the Churchill mansion. The authorities denied her request. During Van Loo's prison visits, Lawton maintained her cover that she was Webster's wife and never revealed she was a Pinkerton agent. Van Loo, likewise, never confided to Lawton that she was part of Richmond's Union Underground. Webster's case, which Van Loo had followed closely in the newspapers, worried her. The jolting discovery of a Pinkerton espionage ring in Richmond made Winder and the city's citizens even more paranoid about spies in their midst, fueling more rumors about reputable ladies in the Capitol supporting the Union. Confederate authorities had passed a sweeping conscription act, compelling all white men ages 18 to 35 to join the military. Richmond conscription agents began to target suspected Unionists. A group of 15 refugees from Richmond, many of them Irish-born, crossed into Union lines to the east and told Pinkerton's men they feared the rebels planned to require everyone to take an oath of allegiance or be banished from the city. For Van Loo, Webster's death brought home the dangers of her secret war. It was more important than ever for her to maintain her facade of loyalty to the Confederacy to preserve her freedom, she knew. If she were exposed as a Union agent, she would be imprisoned like Lawton, perhaps executed like Webster, she feared.